Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
So, yeah, when people steal ambulances or police cars or other cars that are immediately identifiable, you kind of scratch your head, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, well, Nicole obviously didn't get that memo. So if you can manage to make it through the day without leading police on a wild goose chase when you're driving the literal Red Bull truck... then you're doing okay.
They're going to know how to find you pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's Nicole. She decided to take a Red Bull truck and take officers on a multi-county chase.
Oh, wow.
Now, here's what's wild. It almost seems like when they did catch up to her, that she didn't know they were following her because
she was surprised that police would want to talk to her about her taking a Red Bull truck that's not hers.
Because there were helicopters following her, there were police following her, but when she pulls in and parks the Red Bull truck and gets out, she's just walking into a convenience store.
Oh.
All right, pulling into a gas station at Sutton Road in Galloway. All right, this one's got a female, blue shorts and gray top, brown hair and a ponytail, going in the store, probably wearing Crocs.
Probably wearing Crocs? Probably wearing Crocs.
Probably wearing Crocs.
All right. Don't forget that detail. That's going to be the identifying factor.
That, yes.
Yeah, that's going to be the key part that they're going to need to know.
Yeah.
To make sure they got the right person.
And so, yeah, so she was taken into custody. But, but like, again.
It's cute that she was kind of shocked. How'd y'all find me? They probably needed gas.
Yeah, Red Bull gives you wings?
Yes, and I needed to go to the bathroom on a road trip. What in the world?
Yep. Yep. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without leading police on a wild goose chase when you're literally driving the marked Red Bull truck,
yeah,
then you're doing okay.
Pretty much, let's summarize it this way. If you are taking anybody else's car for a drive without their permission, you're going to get a talking to.
That's right.
There's going to be consequences.
We shouldn't have to say that.
We shouldn't have to, but this feels like a recurring theme.
Yeah, but thanks to Nicole, here we are again.
Bless
on your setting the bar story.